With everyone home for the holidays, we thought we'd provide you with a little guide of places to visit. Here to provide us with a list of things to do and see in El Paso during the holidays is Kimber McCartan from Visit El Paso. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. It's great to be here.
It's always so much fun to talk to you, especially about cool things to do in this town.
There's so much to do. I don't think people realize just how much there is to do in El Paso. It's changing every day. It's so dynamic. And I remember thinking when I was younger, I can't wait to get out of El Paso. And now it's like, this is cool. I want to stay here. I want to see this growth continue and see it change and evolve. And it's just really cool. It's a great city.
I think you're absolutely right. And this is the time of year where a lot of people that left come back, during the holidays to see family. So let's send them on a tour. What do you got,
Miss Kimber? Absolutely. So I kind of broke this down by like family fun, and then I get into kind of outdoors, and then we can talk about different like places you can go hear live music or even take a ghost tour.
Okay.
So if you're still in the Christmas spirit, you can actually check out Lights on the Lake at Escarate Park through January 4th. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., admission for the car, you just pay for your car to get in. It's $2, and this is Friday through Sunday, and then it's free on Monday through Thursday. So something fun that you can take the entire family to. It's inexpensive. The lights display will be up by the lake, and then they'll also have different food trucks on site. So if you want to get like a hot chocolate or an elote or something, you can definitely take advantage of that.
How fun is that? And then, of course, we have our downtown holiday lights, too.
Absolutely. We have downtown holiday lights.
And I know that the elote lady is there.
Yes.
I just passed her.
Yep. I pass her every night, and I'm tempted to stop on my way home.
That's the part. That's why I know she's there, because I fight the elote.
Absolutely. It's so good, though. So there's also public skating going on at the Sierra Providence Event Center, which is right by the El Paso County Coliseum. And that takes place today, actually, through New Year's Eve. It's $8. It's $6 for military. And then the skate rental is free. Hours are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They take a little break to kind of take the Zamboni out on the ice and give you fresh ice to skate on. So 3 to 6 and then 7 to 10. That's 11 to 2, 3 to 6, and then 7 to 10 p.m.
And this is a legit ice skating. I mean, this is where the Rhinos play. This is where our hockey teams play. It's cold in there.
It is. It's the real deal. It is. It's super cool. If you need something a little bit less intense or intimidating, you can do ice skating at the Promenade Pond at the Fountains at Farah. And that's every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And that's all day long, mm-hmm. Even if the sun's out.
Exactly.
It feels weird to be out there with the sun, but
it really does. Nothing melts and it's kind of good. It's fun.
Very cool. What else you got?
So El Paso Museum of Art, which I used to work there, so it's obviously one of my favorite places in the city. They partnered with the Guggenheim, actually. Mm-hmm. So they're presenting different works directly from the Guggenheim, and they are showing Marc Chagall's The Green Violinist.
Very cool.
It's absolutely gorgeous. This is the fourth in that series of modern masters from the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum. And Marc Chagall is actually a Russian-French painter who's often been referred to as the quintessential Jewish artist of the 20th century.
And while you're there, the biennial's going on.
Absolutely. So I was going to talk about that, too. So biennial is something else that's going on. This is so unique because El Paso is one of the only cities in the world that actually does something on both sides of the border. So there's artwork showcased by more than 40 different artists. A lot of them are local. There's some artists from Tempe, Tucson, San Antonio, LA, Albuquerque, but you can check it out here on this side of the border and then also at Museo de Arte de Chihuahua in Juarez, or Ciudad Juarez, excuse me.
I like it. And what I like about the biennial is that it really is that unique, and it's the entire border, not just our border.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's really exciting, and it's just a really great show, and that is up through February 7th.
Okay, cool.
So hopefully you'll go check it out while you're in town. If not, you have till February 7th. But up through January the 3rd at the El Paso Museum of History is Made in El Paso. Have you seen this yet, Marina?
You know what? I keep talking about this boot exhibit on the show because it's kind of incredible, but I have yet to see it. I saw the crafts and projects that people are working around it. And I know that there is a gigantic boot there.
Yes, yes.
I know that friends from Kibbutz have
the
boots
coolest.
There.
Yeah, it's incredible. So the Tom Lee Institute actually partnered with several different entities in the community, different boot manufacturers. We are the boot capital of the world, and it's something that we should all be proud of. And definitely check out this exhibition that kind of showcases the heritage of boot making, the history of boot making here in the Sun City. So you can see boots by Kibbutz, Rocket Buster, Lucchese. It is just really, really cool.
And, you know, every now and again, I'll see a Lucchese in a, like, Harper's Bazaar, and you just get this little sense of pride. It's just, it's
absolutely
really cool to see it out in the world and to know that it all comes from right here.
Definitely. We were also talking about outdoors earlier and how you and I are El Paso natives, but it's always nice to get out and rediscover your city. We hadn't done the Weiler Aerial Tramway until recently, and we're in our 30s.
Oh, well.
So we're...
Whatevs.
Yeah,
how
we're
long has the tramway been up? For a long time, right?
It definitely has. I can't pinpoint the year. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's been around for a really, really long time.
And, you know, I'll confess this to you. My first time on the tramway was actually last year when we had family in from out of town visiting, and they suggested it. I was reluctant because I'm scared of heights, or just the idea of being on a wire, mm-hmm. in a box, mm-hmm. on a wire was kind of scary. But once I got up there, it is the most beautiful sight to be seen. And it's, I mean, we can do this any time of the day, whenever we feel like it. I feel like as an El Pasoan who lives here, we need to take advantage of those unique opportunities more often.
Absolutely. So Weiler Aerial Tramway is open, and there's actually a really cool hike taking place on the 27th, and it starts at 8 a.m. You meet up at Weiler Aerial Tramway. This is called Last Sunday Hike, and it's a Santa hike. So you wear your Santa hike, and you receive a free tramway ride down the mountain. So you hike up, and then you get to ride down. So they're recommending that you bring water, sturdy shoes, weather-appropriate clothing, of course, your Santa hat, and a sense of adventure.
How fun. And, you know, I'm more scared of going up than I am of coming down. So I feel like I could do that.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, right?
Work off all the holiday.
All the holiday goodies.
Yes.
I know. All the tamales.
Yes. Yes. That's so, what they should call it, the tamale hike.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. So that is going to be really fun. And then if you want to work off even more calories, you can do the first day ride, a guided mountain biker's bike ride. And that's on January 1st from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And you'll meet up at Chuck Heinrich Park. In Franklin Mountain State Park, the largest urban state park in the country. So we can definitely brag about that, too. At 1701 North Copia Street, it's $8 per person, but $3 for pass holders to Franklin Mountain State Park. $1 for children 12 and under. I'm not sure if you would want to take a child 12 and under, because I think it seems like it's going to be pretty strenuous. But it'll be a lot of fun just to get in the mountains and do this really cool ride.
And that's another thing that we're known for. I mean, if you are into mountain biking, you know that we have some of the coolest trails. And if you're not into it, a ride like this one is a good way to discover our city and all the fun riding that's
exactly.
out there.
Practice your skills, and then you can sign up for the El Paso Puzzle or Mountain Bike Race.
Oh, that's where they go 24 hours, right?
It's actually 50 miles. 30,
oh,
there's
okay.
like different courses that you can take. It's like 35. There's a 35-mile course and then a 50-mile course.
Okay.
So that's like for really hardcore riders, but it seems really neat and something to aspire
to. I'll stick to this one.
I know, right? Definitely. Reservations are required to participate in this one, so you can call 566-6441. That's 566-6441.
And before we move on from the mountain biking, if you don't have a mountain bike, I know most of the local shops will rent you a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So Crazy Cat or the bicycle shop, whoever you want to go to, they'll rent you a mountain bike. So don't let the bike factor leave you out of it.
That's true. There's also a first day hike at Schaefer Shuffle Trail. There's so many trails that you don't really know about. There's hundreds of miles of trails in the Franklin Mountain State Park. So this one's in Schaefer Shuffle Trail. Try saying that three times fast. January 1st also from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This one is going to start up at the Tom Mays Unit, Site 39. It's a 2.5-mile hike. It'll be a lot of fun. It's moderate in difficulty level, and they're recommending that you bring water, snacks, sturdy hiking shoes or boots, a hiking stick, your camera, binoculars, a map, and you can bring your dogs as long as they're on leash.
Very cool. Talk about a great way to start out the new year. You're just in a good place. Everybody, you know, has that thing, you know, I'm going to be good to myself. I'm going to exercise
exactly.
more. If you do it on the first, I feel like you're setting yourself up for success.
That's definitely true. And it's inexpensive, too.
That's
right. A good way to get healthy and get out in
your
the outdoors.
Shoes and some water. And
yeah,
your dog.
Exactly.
Bring your
and
dog.
And your dog. Bring your dog, too. Let them get healthy as well. And then getting into the not-so-healthy stuff, nightlife.
Oh, all right.
There's
now
actually, you're talking. I know, right? Tonight, there's actually a tribute to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra taking place at Speaking Rock Entertainment Center. And, of course, this concert is free, which I think is really neat that they do these free concerts and events. So they'll be performing some of your favorite music by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're going to have full production value, including lights, different crazy sound elements, visual effects, and snow.
Which is really, I mean, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has it all.
Yes, they do. So this is supposed to be a really incredible tribute.
Good. Glad they're bringing it.
I know, me too. Another tribute that they're hosting on the 28th is Journey Unauthorized. If you're a Journey fan, you're going to love this.
And all the Journey, my doctor is obsessed with Journey, and he doesn't care if it's Journey with the real Steve Perry, with the fake Steve Perry. He doesn't care. I think that might work for all Journey fans. I don't think it matters to them.
That's
if it's
true.
Journey is Journey.
That's very true. So come out and sing along to all your favorite songs. And then there's free live music and wine tasting out at Zen Valle on December 27th at 1 o'clock from 1 to 4. And you can come out, listen to Dan Lambert, play some really great music, and bring a picnic, your family and your friends, and just enjoy some really good wine tasting, some locally made wine.
That stuff is good. Just
it
so
really
you know.
Is. It really award-winning wine too.
Yes, yes.
So it's,
I love their sparkling wine for some reason.
I do too. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's like perfect for New Year's Eve.
So you all have just launched this beautiful app that we can use to find out all this information.
It is incredible. It's a brand new state of the art. No pun intended,
state
actually. State of the art smartphone app for both platforms, iPhone and for Android. And you can do everything. You can find restaurants. You can check out different attractions. You can also create a custom itinerary. But the coolest part of this app is that you can actually FaceTime one of our visitor information specialists.
Anytime?
Well, during our operating hours,
okay.
8 to 5 every day, and then I believe 10 to 3 on Saturdays.
And what's the app called again?
The app is the official Visit El Paso app.
Okay, so that is very important for everybody to know. Download the official Visit El Paso app, because I feel like out of everything you told us, that is the most amazing tool for somebody who's back in town and visiting with family and friends and looking for just options.
It really is. You can create your own itinerary, which I think is most important. I know some of the events I mentioned won't be everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, you can definitely get on this app and find something that, you know, will be interesting to you and your family.
Very cool. Well, today my guest has been Kimbra McCartan from Visit El Paso, providing you with a guide of things to do during the holidays. And really, I mean, you can do this all the time. We have the pleasure and honor of living here. So more than anything, we should get out and be visiting and enjoying our own city all the time. Thank you so much, Ms. Kimber.
Thanks, Marina.